Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Happy St. Patrick's Day. As I jokingly tell my wife, welcome to the holiday where people mistake both her and my daughter for Irish, and alas, none of us are. St. Patrick's Day is an interesting holiday, because it celebrates Irish heritage and culture. And the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, this Irish holiday, and we don't celebrate a German holiday, or a Ukrainian holiday, or a Russian holiday, or a French holiday, is because the Irish came over as unpopular immigrants. The Irish, when they first came over, were not a favored race here in the United States. They were considered to be dirty and untrustworthy, and, you know, all the things we think about when we think about immigrants that we don't like in America. It still happens, just not to the Irish anymore. The Irish managed to get themselves into the culture and become a central part of the culture, and in fact control certain parts of the culture, largely because of the unity and the strength of their culture and their communities. They stood together, they supported each other. And they got themselves elected to city councils. They got themselves into key roles in government and business because they had those connections and that community. Even at a time when there were signs prominently displayed in business windows that said, "Irish need not apply," which basically meant, "Get your red-haired, freckled butt out of my face. I'm not hiring you." And to this day, there's still some talk, you know, there's still some discrimination against redheads. Not discrimination so much, but they get made fun of sometimes, which I think is ridiculous. Of course, discrimination in all forms is ridiculous. But it should remind us that the Irish were not always considered white. The Irish were not always considered one of us in the mainstream culture. And it should also remind us to look at those other races and other communities that we also don't think of as one of us, and think about how embarrassing it's going to be 100 years from now to look back and be like, oh, why didn't we think they were one of us? But most importantly, the most important story and lesson I think we can take from this is the value of community and connections, because even against everything, all the prejudice, all the bias, everything else the Irish faced, their community was the strength that allowed them to rise above it and become a major force in many communities and many cities here in the Northeast. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and Aaron Gobra. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.